This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 392 for Friday, May 13th. ICE canola futures are stronger on Friday after getting off to a choppy start earlier today. The July canola contract jumps $29 at $1,181 per ton. New crop November climbs $11.70 at $1,099.60 per ton. Support is being derived from the delay to spring planting across the soggy eastern prairies, with more rain in the weekend forecast. There's to be some rainfall on the drought-stricken western prairies, which could help with recently planted crops and those still needing to be seeded. There's more support for canola from gains in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. Meanwhile, Malaysian palm oil is mixed. Good upticks in global crude oil prices are spilling over into edible oils. The Canadian Grain Commission reports there are more than 111,000 tons in canola exports for the week ending May 8th. While that's a strong improvement over the previous week, canola exports so far this year of 4.41 million tons are 48.6% of the outbound movements this time last year. The Canadian dollar is stronger, with their loonie at 77.21 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 76.69. In South America, CONAB corrected its call on Brazil corn production made yesterday. The 116.19 million tons, erroneously cited, is now 114.59 million. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange places the Argentine corn harvest at 26% complete and soybeans at 65% finished. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 132,000 tons of old crop soybeans to China. Ahead of the National Oilseed Processors Association monthly report on Monday, the average trade guess pegs the April soybean crush at 172.37 million bushels. If realized, that would make for a new April record. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The July contract jumps 33 cents at $16.46.5 per bushel. July soy oil climbs 1.27 cents at 83.79 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal rises $13.30 at $409.30 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker on Friday as the July contract pulls back a dime at $7.81 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as the July contract loses 7 cents at $6.18. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago July gives up a penny at $11.77.5. Kansas City July advances 12 cents at $12.82. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July rises 8 cents at $13.24. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, May 13th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.